is Cheltenham, England. Tonight we are visiting the time-hallowed basement of the Cheltenham Science Fiction Circle in London Road. This is the home of a strange sect of people who claim that they, and only they, can transmute the spa water of this town into 200-proof spirit. It is also said that wild orgies are held there throughout the night, that even the local police will not venture into the maze of passages which lead to the central chamber. But Alexander Chumley, our intrepid outside broadcaster, has volunteered to undertake this dangerous assignment. And we take you over to him now, on the pavement outside 130 London Road.
Well, here we are about to enter the basement of 130 London Road. Outside the entrance is a flashing neon sign which spells out the words Science Fiction Circle and illuminates an inverted rocket pointing downwards. Torches with us on this expedition. These passages are as dark as the tomb, and they alternate with steps which continually descend into the very bowels of the earth. And descend. And descend. And descend. Eric Bencliffe's familiar. We had been warned that he left it chained to the wall whilst he was away.
Who goes there? Advance, dong, and be recognised.
It's me, the Big Peter of England. Me. Hold that dirty big lump of meat.
Standing outside a huge, wooden-studded iron door. I'll knock.
We paid the rent and the bills, and we don't want to buy anything. Go away. Right, gentlemen. Now we're all outside, we can speak freely.
But we want to be inside. We're making a report to the world out there.
What do you mean, the world out there?
All the millions of people living all over the world. They want to hear from you.
Do you mean that we in this cellar are not the only ones alive? There are others all over the world.
Yes.
At the other end of this passage, there are other people.
Yes.
They're not all dead. Wiped out by Martians?
No.
They've lied to me. They've lied all these years. They lied just to keep me here. Well, now I know I'm not staying. I'm coming back to your world. I'm coming back today. I'm coming back.
Strange people indeed. I'll knock again.
Come in!
Who are you?
I'm Alexander Chumley.
Are you? Well, never mind, you can't help it, can you? What do you want?
We're making a report on the world. We're making a report on you to the world and Pittsburgh.
I'll show you around then. We'll visit the transmutation room first. This way, just follow me. This is Audrey, our chief transmuter. See, she is using the original Philosopher's Stone. Audrey, meet Alexander Chumley. He's broadcasting a report on us.
Oh, how do you do? What is it you want to know, Mr. Chumley?
Tell me, for instance, what you're doing in here.
Yes, of course. Over here in this corner, I'm using the Philosopher's Stone, the same one that JWC Jr. lost when he came to the 15th Worldcon. It transmutes spa water into water from St. Fantony's Well. 200 proof. Here, try some.
And little Audrey laughed and laughed and laughed because she knew that...
Yes, it's very nice.
And now we have a surprise for you. You recall, perhaps, the long and arduous journey you made before you arrived at the door.
Yes, we must be miles underground.
Well, look.
Amazing! A large field just outside the door, extending for acres all around. In the distance, shining like a jewel in the sun, stands a large building. What is that?
That is the Great Hall of the Knights. We'll cross the jousting field.
The implements of battle lie all around us. The broken zap guns, the empty bottles, split shields, smashed swords.
They are the remains of the great Whitsun tourney with the Elsie hordes.
That thou didst vote for Sanderson. Thy head shall roll this day.
My next umpire mailing shall be bound in thy hide, O thou Ashworth Miller.
Hold! Hast thou not heard that Bentcliff won the day? That even now Icarus builds him wings to span the great waters.
Huzzah!
Then honour is satisfied. Long live Sir Eric the Bent.
And now we enter the great hall of the Knights of St. Fantony. On the walls you see the shields and banners of the knights, battle torn from their worthy struggles with the hordes of London, and bottle scarred from many a knightly encounter in the tilt yards of Liverpool. There is Sir Walter's Goodminton shield, the silver armour of Sir Ted Tubb, Sir Ken Bulmer's steam chariot, Sir Norman Shorrock's distillery. Here are stored Sir Frank Dietz's history tapes, Sir Alice Mill's ramblings, and the locked chest contains the manuscripts by Sir Eric the Bent, My Life and Loves, it is titled, but few may lay their lecherous eyes upon it. And here, in martial procession, come a number of the knights themselves, led by the Grand Master, Sir Eric Jones. He is about to speak.
Pray silence for His Excellency, the Grand Master.
In the name of St. Fantony, greeting. Be it known by these presents that Eric the Bent from Cheshire in our realm is known to us and has long courted our pleasure. He is fair of countenance and of exceeding good demeanor. He wencheth well and has tarried shortly with many. We therefore charge all who meet him that thou give him food and stabling for his horses, servants and wenches, and for himself sustenance and a bed with every knightly comfort. And we furthermore decree that the penalty for ignoring these our words shall be banishment to the land of the mundane, forever.
As is spoken, so let it be.
And now I will escort you back to the door which leads to the upper world.
But I don't want to go back. I like it here. Let me stay.
Please, please.
Right. Raise your right hand and say after me. I hereby become a good friend.
I hereby become a good friend.
And do faithfully promise to attend all cons.
And promise to attend all cons.
Including the lexicon.
Including the lexicon.
Give my all to TAF.
Give my all to TAF.
Support all fanzines.
Support all fanzines.
At the earliest opportunity, attempt to publish my own fanzine.
Attempt to publish my own fanzine.
And contribute to as many others as will let me.
And contribute to as many others as will let me. Yes. Yes, I will pay your exorbitant sub. I will polish the floors.
Wally, here's another mug. Take his money. No, don't put it in the sub-book. Put it in here, the tin with the legend on it. Beer for St. Fantony's men.
This is a Cheltenham production, written by Tony Walsh, Eric Jones and Peter Mabey, featuring Ken Nevinson, Tony Walsh, Bob Parkinson, Frank Herbert, Audrey Eversfield, Mike Jones, Wally Johnson and Eric Jones. We hope you all have a very good con and a fine fannish farewell to you all.